The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Blind you with pseudoscience. What a great way to start the Dennis Prager show. Welcome. Welcome to the ReliefFactor.com studios of AM 1420 The Answer in Cleveland, Ohio, which is where my home base is. My name is Bob Franco. Pleased to be in for Dennis today. Not pleased about the reason. Dennis is under the weather, not feeling well, and I was asked if I could sit down and engage in a great conversation with this audience, and I am absolutely, absolutely delighted to do so. Thanks so much for joining us. We will be opening up the phone lines early and often for you today because we have a lot of very important things to discuss about as we try to work, to borrow a phrase from our friend, Larry Elder, who, by the way, what great news is that? Larry Elder will return after his valiant run to try to save and rescue the people of California from Gavin Newsom. Larry Elder returns to the airwaves Monday night. I found that out just about an hour ago. So for Larry Elder, let me just say...
Can you dig it?
Yeah. Yes, Cyrus, I can indeed and am digging that very fact. Larry Elder is back on Monday, and I'm sure Dennis will be as well. But I just found out, like I said a short while ago, that Dennis is under the weather yesterday, and I'm happy to sit in for him. So we're going to try to do, as Larry Elder says, we got a country to save. We're going to try to do that. And I have a lot of important stuff to talk about today. Now, I'm going to ask you to indulge me for just a moment, if you would, on something that I do on a regular basis on my local program here in Cleveland, Ohio. I like to start every program with the Pledge of Allegiance. I started doing this about a year ago, and I did so because I found out about committee hearings on Capitol Hill in which Democrats were refusing to start their hearings and their meetings with the pledge. And it became very public, and everybody knows. And really almost solely to troll the Democrats who don't like the Pledge of Allegiance, I started playing it at the top of my show. And I'm going to tell you something. I give speeches in public on a fairly regular basis around Northeast Ohio. I have people tell me when I go out in public. I have people tell me by way of text messenger, and Facebook Messenger and other places. They do it. They stand when I ask them to stand. They put their hands over their hearts and they face their flags, even if nobody's around. They do it in their homes in the morning when I play it. They put their hand on their heart if they're driving, and they drive with their left hand. And it means a lot to them. They've told me this. And you know what? I have no reason to doubt them. If it means a lot to them, it means even more to me. So I know my local listeners really appreciate this. So I'm going to hope that the Dennis Prager, and I firmly believe that you will appreciate it as well as we start this broadcast with our Pledge of Allegiance. So if you are a patriot, please go ahead and stand and face a flag if you have one nearby. If you don't, just put your hand on your heart and recite along with us. If you're driving, again, be careful, of course, but do what you can. And if you are a leftist Biden voter, well, let's go, Brandon. You can go ahead and take your knee while the rest of us pledge allegiance to our great republic.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I gave a speech last night. In fact, I hosted a presentation, a chapter meeting, if you will, of Citizens for Free Speech, which is a national charitable organization, a 501c3 that I am involved with. I'm actually the state director of the Ohio chapter of the national organization, Citizens for Free Speech. We had an event last night, and I I'm telling you, a couple of hundred people were there, and dozens of them came up to me and told me, thank you for saying the pledge with us. Thank you for providing us an opportunity to remind ourselves what patriotism looks and sounds and feels like. They appreciate it, and I got to tell you, that means an awful lot to me. So hopefully you'll take a little bit out of that as well. All right, we're going to be talking with Steve Moore in about 20 minutes. We are going to talk about the coming economic calamity caused by high inflation, caused by higher utility rates, higher heating rates. Now, if you're out in one of the warmer climates, you probably don't have too much to worry about this winter. But we found out yesterday that some homes are going to face in the neighborhood of a 54% increase in their heating bills this winter. Depending on what you're using to heat. I believe it's propane. It's going to be around 54%. If you are an electric heat user, it's going to be around 35%. If you are a natural gas user, it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of a third, 33, 34, 35% as well. As inflation in all areas, at the grocery store, at the gas line, at, well, obviously, as I mentioned, in your heating bills, your clothing, everything is going up in price in some part due to the obvious supply chain disruption, but in larger part due to the policies of the current administration and the current legislature controlled by the Democrat Party. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but we do need to talk about how we are going to handle this. Joe Biden came into office on day one and immediately set about undoing everything Donald Trump did for the sake of just sticking it to Donald Trump and Donald Trump supporters. That's no mystery either. And one of the first things he did, as you know, was he canceled the leases on the XL pipeline. You also know that he canceled existing contracts providing for fracking, which of course leads to more natural gas and thus a surplus leads to lower prices for the people. Gas a year ago averaged across the country at this time about $1.89. 10 months into the Biden world, its average is around $3 a gallon. In California and in other places, particularly on the West Coast, for whatever reason, it's pushing up $4.50, almost $5 a gallon. I've seen actual signs at gas pumps posted and date marked and time stamped, I guess is a better way to say that. So these aren't old pictures, they're new. We're going to talk to Steve Moore, who's a former economic advisor to President Trump, about how we got here and, more importantly, how we can get out of here. Now, the left and President Biden are, of course, saying that this is temporary. These inflations, with this inflation that we're seeing, the extraordinarily increased cost of lumber, which of course impacts home building, which of course impacts real estate prices, so that everyday average Americans who are in apartments trying to look for their first home are being priced out of the opportunity to do so. People looking to move from one location to another, again, being priced out of the opportunity to do so. They're saying it's temporary, and yet it has been going on and increasing for months. And real experts, real economic analysts like Steve Moore and others have come forth and completely refuted the Biden narrative that this is temporary, that this is going to extend perhaps without end. And that doesn't mean it'll never, ever end, because, of course, we've got elections coming, in which case we can change policies and platforms and so forth to do that. But meaning we don't have a defined end yet. We don't have anything specifically declared that it'll probably change by March. It'll probably start to drop back down by next summer or 1 year from now. There literally isn't an end date to this right now. So it's going to be an important conversation that we have with Steve Moore and get the truth about the economic side of things. And that'll be coming up at the bottom of this hour. Beyond that, I want to talk about the complete and utter dishonesty, the deception being advanced and practiced by the Biden administration in the never-ending attempt to jam needles into the arms of literally all Americans. The dishonesty part is what I want to focus on as much as the science part. Now, you may notice if you're watching the Dennis Prager show right now by way of Dennis Prager TV or Town Hall TV, the Dennis Prager website or Town Hall TV, I'm a little underdressed. I'm a little bit more casually dressed today than I normally would be for hosting a nationally syndicated radio program. I always try to put on a nice shirt whenever we're doing the show. Today, I have a T-shirt on. And the T-shirt that I'm wearing, if you are watching this again on one of the video streams, you can see probably the top half of it. I'm trying to adjust myself here to see if you can. The top half of the T-shirt reads, "They don't want science." And in the bottom, underneath the syringe, you can see the rest, or I'll do my best, to tell you the truth. They want compliance. They don't want science. They want compliance. And the reason I'm wearing the shirt and the reason I'm talking about it with you is because of something that happened on my local show and something I'm going to explain and prove to you on this national show as we continue. Stay here on the Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
21 minutes after the hour, we continue. Bob France sitting in for Dennis Prager. So glad to be with you and wanting to remind you. All this month, Dennis has been sharing many real-life examples of how your freedoms can be threatened by government and why it's so critically important that you go to DennisPrager.com right now, today, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to donate to ADF, America's largest and most successful Christian nonprofit legal defense organization. You'd think a church would be the last place that you'd have to worry about religious freedom, right? But over this past year, we have seen even churches forced to close during the pandemic, something that raises big concerns to many public figures, including former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
There are those who would want to deny us the capacity to practice our faith and to worship in the way that we choose, or if we choose not to, no faith at all. We need to make sure that this nation remains that beacon of religious freedom for the entire world, to model how the dignity of every human being created in the image of God can be reflected by the capacity for those individuals to practice their faith.
ADF is fighting for all of us, so let's open our hearts and our wallets for them. Before your weekend begins, if you can afford a tax-deductible $100 gift for the Freedom Fund, we need your help right now. Join Dennis Prager's campaign. If $100 is too much for you, they'll welcome any and every donation at any amount that you can afford to offer. Just go to DennisPrager.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or phone your gift to our special ADF hotline, 855-649-2020. That's 855-649-2020. And thank you so very much for supporting our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. I want to follow up on the message, as I mentioned, with the shirt that I'm wearing right now. So if you're watching this on one of the video streams at townhall.com, Town Hall TV rather, or DennisPrager.com, I don't normally wear T-shirts when I do things like this, but this shirt is important to me. It was at the end of one of my broadcasts a little over a week ago. I was doing a rant, just kind of a closing rant, on the reality of science as it pertains to COVID-19 and Joe Biden's unconstitutional, illegal, authoritarian, totalitarian edict that every American employer that has 100 employees or more would have to make sure that all of their employees were vaccinated. That 97 to 98% of Americans must be vaccinated for us to go back to normal. That's what Joe Biden said about 3 weeks ago. And I was ranting about the ridiculousness of that edict because of the tens of millions of Americans who have absolutely no business whatsoever taking one of the big pharma shots because they have natural immunity, because they have recovered from COVID-19 and they have active antibodies working in their systems right now that will recognize any potential future infection of something similar to the SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 virus and snuff it out immediately. And I was quoting some of the science behind these claims. And these are not claims. These are scientific realities. These are scientific facts. We have seen them all over the world. It's just that in this part of the world, in the United States, in Joe Biden's world, natural immunity went from being a scientific fact to a conspiracy theory. In the Pfizer world, natural immunity went from being a scientific reality to a cost, or excuse me, a profit-cutting conspiracy theory. In Israel, they have done study after study after study, the most recent of which concluded that a person with natural antibodies, natural immunity from COVID-19, is literally not twice as protected as somebody who takes one of the big pharma shots, not three times as protected, not even five times. Can you imagine that? Five times stronger protection than the shots that Big Pharma wants to sell you and that Joe Biden wants to mandate to you. The study showed that a person with natural antibodies has 27 times greater protection from infection of COVID-19 than somebody who takes one of the Big Pharma profit shots. 27 times. And lest you think that's an outlier, that research and that study is backed by no less than 15 other scientific randomized controlled studies of people who have already been infected and recovered against people who have taken one of the Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson shots. So what I said at the end of my show in my rant is I went Johnny Cochran, not intentionally, but you remember Johnny Cochran, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Pardon me. I don't know if his was planned or not, but mine wasn't. I just was ranting about the science and said they don't want science. All they want is compliance. And it came out so fast. It's not about the science. It's all about compliance. It just struck me. And I said live on the air, you know what? That works. That's a T-shirt. I'm going to sell them and embrace capitalism and make a ton of money off of them. Well, I'm not going to make a ton of money off of them because I'm not greedy, but I am indeed selling them. And I literally am wearing what I'm talking about right now. I had a listener who owns a print shop who said, done. In less than a week, these were already printed and made available. They don't want science. They only want compliance. They're looking for you to say, I don't need to talk to my doctor. I don't need to talk to any medical professionals. I just have to listen to the government because the government says that the only two side effects of the three different drugs being marketed as being COVID-19 vaccines, the Pfizer, the Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson, the only side effects for all three of them, there are two side effects. One, it's safe, and two, it's effective. Those are the side effects of the drugs. And they said science says so. And when you ask them about the Israeli study that doesn't say so, when you ask them about the VAERS reporting site on the CDC website about the millions of people who have suffered very strong adverse effects from the COVID-19 big pharma profit shots, when you ask them about all of those scientific reports, they ban you from whatever site that you asked. They ban you from Facebook. They ban you from YouTube. They ban you from Vimeo. They ban you from Twitter. They don't want to hear that science. The science that they care about is the Dr. Fauci science. It's the only science that matters. Which, of course, means that they have no science at all. Science yearns to be challenged. Science yearns to be proven wrong. That's what peer-reviewed studies are. And you'll notice that when the government promotes the scientism of Dr. Fauci or the CDC, they want no peer reviews at all. No Harvard scientists are allowed to say, hey, that's not true. No Johns Hopkins doctors are allowed to say, hey, you know, natural immunity is better. They crush all dissent because they don't want science. They want compliance. Shut up and comply. That is the goal of the Biden administration along with Big Pharma. I've got more on this, and I'm gonna continue to embrace capitalism and tell you to contact me if you want one of these shirts, because I think we all need to not just share the truth, but wear the truth.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
33 minutes past the hour leaves us 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. Thanks for being with us once again. Bob France sitting in for Dennis live in Cleveland, Ohio, the ReliefFactor.com studios of AM 1420, The Answer. That's my home base.
The Democrats point their finger at the Republicans. The Republicans point back at the Democrats. The truth is that the politicians of both parties have brought us to the edge of this financial cliff.
A financial cliff, Steve Moore calls it. We are at the edge of a financial cliff. That little tiny clip came from the newest video at Prager University, The Bankrupting of America, voiced by former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore, who joins us now to discuss on the Dennis Prager Show. Steve, good to talk to you again. How are you, good sir? Okay, I'm not hearing Steve. Let's see if we can find out why we're not hearing Steve. Let's try this. Steve, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. Not sure what the glitch was, but good to have you. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Great to be with you. By the way, we're up to well over a million views on our video, America the Bankrupt, the PragerU video. It's amazing the power of these videos, but we do have a financial crisis in this country that we're right on the edge of, and we have got to stop this $3.5 trillion spending bill, which will destroy our small businesses. It'll kill our energy industry. It will lead to taxes that'll be higher than they've ever been in American history. It's a very frightening thing, you know. And so I'm just grateful to Dennis Prager for letting me put this out. And you know, people have seen the video. So show it to your family, show it to your friends, show it to your enemy, show it to anybody, so they understand what stakes are, you know, what the stakes are here. We already see inflation, Bob, and it's going to get much worse if we pass another debt bill.
Well, I have no doubt about that, Steve. And by the way, with respect to your video, I have long said PragerU is the best thing on the Internet. The Internet is filled with a lot of very dangerous, toxic things. Prager University is the very best thing on the Internet. It addresses topics that are important, they're timely, and it does so in not only an informative way, but an entertaining way with the animation that makes it very easy for everyone to understand, including your video. So I definitely will encourage people to watch this and show it to other people. And I want to ask you my first question. Let's talk about what I just played, the clip there. Now, you just said we are especially going to be suffering the ramifications of the $3.5 trillion spending bill because of inflation and other things. Yet in that little tiny clip I just said there, you said that both parties share the blame for this. Obviously, no Republicans are supporting this $3.5 trillion spending bill. So can you tell me what you mean by that?
Well, I mean, the past debts, you know, I think most of the listeners know that, you know, our national debt is now up to about $22 trillion. And both parties share the responsibility for that. And by the way, it's appropriate for the government, excuse me, to borrow during a period of a crisis like we had in COVID. You know, we borrowed so we could get through that terrible crisis. Mm-hmm. We borrowed, obviously, during World War One and World War Two. Reagan borrowed during the Cold War so we could defeat the evil empire. But what's really amazing about what's happening in America today, and it terrifies me, is that the Biden administration wants to borrow $5 to $10 trillion just in the next couple of years, and the crisis is over. We should be reducing the government spending and reducing the national debt and paying down the debt in a responsible way. They want to double the debt over the next 12 years. One of the lines of our video that's really gotten a lot of attention is that the average child born today, over the next 25, 30 years, will pay $500,000. Their share of the national debt will be $500,000, Bob. I mean, that's fiscal child abuse. What great country does this to our children that we pass on all these costs? I love Biden saying we have to pass my bill to help children. It's like, who does he think is going to pay for this?
Well, two things. First of all, I love that phrase, financial child abuse. I've never heard that before, and that's very accurate. Second of all, I fail to understand exactly how this is going to harm our children because, and you and I talked about this 2 weeks ago on my local show in Cleveland, Steve.
Yeah.
In the Common Core math apparently being used by Joe Biden and his financial team, $3.5 trillion actually equals zero. This is all paid for, so there's not going to be any debt increase.
Yeah, it's all free. I mean, and Nancy Pelosi is saying that. Joe Biden is saying it. By the way, the more they say that, the more that the support for that bill goes down. You know, one of my great friends and the guy I really admired over the years, Herman Cain, who died about a year ago. I love that man and worked for him when he ran for president. But Herman wrote, his last book was called They Think We're Stupid. And when I hear Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden say, hey, it's free, it's not going to cost you anything, all I could think of was Herman's book, They Think We're Stupid. And the good news, American people aren't stupid. They're onto this. I got to tell you, the inflation problem right now is very real. I'm predicting, Bob, I think I said this on your local show a week or two ago, I'm predicting in the next 4 weeks, we're going to have $5 a gallon gasoline. I don't want to spoil people's weekends. But there's an energy
we're pretty close to that right now in California, if I'm not mistaken. Not necessarily everywhere, but there. Steve Moore, hang with us. We'll be right back.
What happens when you spend money you don't have? Everyone knows the answer to that question, but what happens when the government does it on an unprecedented scale? Economist Stephen Moore has the answer in the new video from Prager University. See it at PragerU.com, where we teach what isn't taught.
Well, that couldn't have been more timely. Absolutely perfect. Dennis Prager talking about this video from Stephen Moore.
This just means we print money to pay our bills. If your common sense tells you that's crazy, that's because it is. If printing money could make a nation rich, then Argentina, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe would be among the richest nations in the world. You don't have to be an economist to know that printing money is the perfect recipe for serious inflation. And inflation is a prosperity killer. It shrinks what you can buy with your paycheck.
That clip, Steve Moore, I wanted to cue up here because you just before the break mentioned inflation. And, you know, the Biden administration is telling us, no, this is just temporary. The gas prices that you're talking about that could get over $5 a gallon, I think already are in some parts of California. The grocery prices, clothing prices, home prices because of lumber and other inflationary issues. They're saying this is all very temporary. And you say it cannot be. Why?
Yeah, they've been saying that now for 6 months, and it keeps getting worse month after month. We got the September numbers that just came out a few days ago, and they show that inflation is now running at almost 6%, Bob. And by the way, wages are rising by 4%, but if your cost of living goes up by 6%, right, and your wage goes up by 4%, you're losing ground. I laughed when I saw that Biden was saying, oh, look, wages are up. Yeah, but they're not up as fast as the cost of buying things. And this is the other thing that the Biden administration said yesterday. I mean, they just can't, they're the gang that can't shoot straight. they were saying, well, you know, inflation only hurts basically rich people, privileged people. Those are the people who are hurt by inflation. It's like, what planet are they on? The people who are hurt the most are working class people who every time they fill up their tank, it's now $16, $17 more. Every time you go to the grocery store, what used to cost maybe $100 for groceries is now $120, $125 for groceries. That's a real hardship for people. I view inflation as the most regressive and most unfair tax of all. And, Bob, you and I are old enough to remember when Jimmy Carter lost the presidency to Ronald Reagan in 1980, and I believe, and it was a landslide win for Reagan against an incumbent president, it was because largely of the uncontrolled inflation. I mean, Joe Biden better and the Democrats better figure this out, or they're going to get tossed out of office real quick.
Yeah, well, let's hope that is the case, or at least I hope that is the case. Two things I wanted to respond to there. The part about wages being up, he's bragging about wages being up 4%, and as you point out, with inflation up 6%, you're going underwater every paycheck. People who live paycheck to paycheck, and then try to save a little bit extra to put away for college or to put away for retirement or whatever the case might be, now have to spend those college or retirement or other dollars that may be loosened up from their from their income, and they have to put it toward the inflated prices of the necessities of their day to day. So between that statement and the part about wages being up, he's not even addressing the fact that the reason wages are up is there are 10 million jobs available in the United States right now that people aren't taking, which forces employers to try to coax people to come to work, to overpay them based especially on the skill set required, which then hurts what? The employers. It hurts the employer's bottom line, and then suddenly you start to see more and more businesses go under. So this is all of this economic mumbo jumbo that Joe Biden is spewing is so easily refuted by a layman like me, much less an economist like you.
Well, it's common sense, though. I mean, you don't have to, be an economist to understand that when you print more money, I mean, this is what countries like Mexico and Zimbabwe and Argentina and Venezuela do. They keep printing more and more money, and basically it becomes worth less. I have a $1 trillion bill in my wallet, Bob. You think I'm really rich because I have a $1 trillion Zimbabwe bill. And you think, wow, $1 trillion. It's 436 cents. So it doesn't matter how many zeros you put on your currency. And I want to make another point, if I may.
Yes.
The other thing that's contributing to this massive inflation is the insane energy policy of Joe Biden, where he's shutting down American oil and gas and coal. And he remember, his first act of office was to kill the Keystone XL pipeline. And I've got some good news and bad news. The good news is actually the pipeline is built and it's up and functioning. The bad news is it's the pipeline that links Russia with Germany. And last week, the Financial Times said, and I quote, they said, Europe is now, quote, held hostage to Russia for their energy. I mean, how crazy is that? We have more oil and gas and coal than any other country in the world. We're not producing it. So now the Europeans have to get their oil and gas from Vladimir Putin.
From Russia, right.
And meanwhile, Joe Biden has to go hand in hand to the Saudis and ask them to increase their oil production to keep the price down, and we're not producing it here ourselves. I mean, how embarrassing is that, that we have an American president who has to kowtow to the Saudis?
Yeah, it's beyond comprehension. And you know, here's the thing, and I want to talk about this from the political side now, Steve. We're talking to Steve Moore, who's a former economic advisor to President Trump. He just did a PragerU video headlined The Bankrupting of America. Joe Biden says that, you know, all of this, you know, financial calamity is because of COVID-19, and it's not his fault because Americans won't get vaccinated. It's the Americans not getting vaccinated that is causing this economic disruption. People don't want to go to work because they're afraid of catching the Delta variant. People, I mean, this is, he's blaming everything that has led to his 37% approval rating on COVID-19.
Hey, Bob, it is such an important point you just made. And one thing, not only has everything Joe Biden done basically failed. I mean, you know, the border policy has failed. The Afghanistan policy was a travesty. The crime problem is up. We've got inflation up. We've got, higher oil prices. All of these things are just collapsing. And every time he screws up, do you notice this, Bob? He's like the opposite of Harry Truman. Remember what Harry Truman said? The buck stops.
That's
here.
Right.
He had a sign on.
But with Joe Biden, he said, oh, Afghanistan, the military told me to do it. We have a supply side problem, chain problem because of the private sector. Then he's blaming the COVID on the American people. I mean, when is he going to take responsibility for his own foibles?
Well, the best part is he actually pulls the Truman line out and says the buck stops here before then passing it down the road to, like you said, the military leaders or whomever it is that he's going to pin this on at that time. And it is shameful, and I'm so glad you're exposing some of this ridiculousness, at least from the financial side, in this terrific video. Steve Moore, thank you for the time. Thank you for doing such a great video. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. And please, folks, show it to your friends.
Indeed. That's Steve Moore. My name is Bob France, sitting in for Dennis Prager. All right, 6 minutes before the top of the hour, we continue on the Dennis Prager Show. Bob France sitting in Cleveland, Ohio. We have not yet opened the phone lines to you because we just had a couple of great segments with Steve Moore, former economic advisor to President Trump. So we will be taking your phone calls after the top of the hour at 877-243-7776. And we're going to be talking a lot more about COVID, and we're going to talk about what Steve Moore just talked about. Joe Biden is somehow blaming the unvaccinated population or part of the population for everything that is going wrong in the country right now. The illegal immigration crisis, which is not a crisis to him because it's intentional and being allowed and encouraged, but that's a result of COVID-19. The inflation that is striking and hitting all of us in our pocketbooks, that is a result of COVID-19. And the COVID-19 is still here because of the unvaccinated. You see the circular logic that he has. And so what he did yesterday, maybe you saw this, maybe you did not, Joe Biden actually came out and gave a little bit of an update, did a six-minute speech, then refused to take a single question from the assembled White House press pool. Gave a six-minute dressing down of the unvaccinated. You are still holding up the show. There's 66 million of you who are eligible to be vaccinated, and you haven't done it yet. That's why my vaccine mandate is going to go forward. He literally said that OSHA is going to push forward with his edict that every employer in America that has 100 or more people working for them must make sure that that workforce is fully vaccinated. And the problem with this, I started the show with this, and I want to continue this dialogue. The problem with the edict itself isn't the actual mandate. The problem is that he's lying. It's not an edict. It's not a mandate. Do you know that there are 25, mostly Republican, I think maybe all Republican, governors and attorneys general, who have a lawsuit ready to be filed against Joe Biden's mandate that private sector companies and employers have to vaccinate all of their employees or they lose their jobs? They have this lawsuit ready to go. Do you want to know why they haven't filed it yet? Because the mandate doesn't exist. It only exists in spoken word by Joe Biden at a press conference. Joe Biden is trying to convince people that this is going to be the mandate, and companies, fearing it coming to pass, have jumped out ahead of it and issued their own corporate mandates, mandating that their employees get double vaccinated by the end of October, the end of November, whatever date that they choose, because Biden ordered it. Biden didn't order it. The reason Biden hasn't officially made this order is because he knows it's unconstitutional. And the moment he does actually sign an executive order mandating such things, that lawsuit by 25 governors will be filed. He will lose in federal court. He knows he will lose. So he's just trying to scare people into getting the jab. I'll be right back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.